30th chapter of the book of Proverbs. Am I being mic'd? Can you hear me?
You should turn it on the Bible so I can close this out.
Okay. It's coming from the AV room, but not out here.
Not out here.
No amplification in the auditorium.
They'll work on that. While they do, I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 30, the first six verses. The words of Agur, son of Japheth, is your oracle. The man declares, I am weary, O God. I am weary, O God, and worn out. Surely I am too stupid to be a man.
Right.
So I don't know how to say a signal.
I have not learned wisdom.
I mean, it's recording.
Who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established what is his name?
Here.
What
is his name?
Surely you know. Every word of God proves true.
How's this? I think you have to click this thing.
Okay.
I think we're
as the wisdom of God, focusing mainly on three passages. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22-31. Proverbs chapter 30, passages that we just read. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Everyone wants to be wise. But as Job 28:12 says, where is wisdom? Some rely on science for wisdom, and they believe that knowledge must be based on what can be verified through experiments and objective observation, the scientific method. Surely science has brought many benefits to society, but it cannot tell us the meaning of life. Science cannot tell us whether or not God exists. Science cannot tell us whether God has revealed himself. Can you disprove God's existence in a laboratory? Well, what about philosophy?
Is it louder?
Philosophy. Well, there again, you are struck with, if you've ever read the philosophers and studied philosophy, you're struck with the ingenuity of human beings.
Oh, did you?
But which philosophers are you to believe in? Which philosopher are you to trust? Philosophers disagree as well. There is not a unanimous philosophical consensus. So how do you determine which philosophers are right?
Oh, it does.
The scriptures declare to us that God has revealed his wisdom to us. There are scriptures declare that God
things have changed in the last couple of weeks.
God has shown us.
Still learning about myself.
Yeah. We've seen in our study
this could override it, but you don't have to use that. But you do have to click one of these two, I think.
We're living out our daily lives.
Oh, I see.
Today we see that wisdom points to
Wednesday night. Should I click that?
I would
leave it alone.
Let's not press it.